This is City Lights on 90.1 WABE Atlanta. I'm Lois Reitzes. All right, kids, gather around. This is the story of Persephone, the only child and daughter of Demeter, the goddess of the harvest. Now, Hades, the god of the underworld, had a crush on beautiful Persephone, so Hades naturally kidnapped Persephone. Demeter was devastated. The land went barren. There was no harvest that year, and the people went hungry. Hearing their cry, Zeus demanded that Hades return Persephone's, now goddess of the underworld, back to the earth. Hades obeyed, but not before tricking Persephone into eating a pomegranate seed so she would have to return to the underworld every year, therefore breaking her mother's heart all over again, leaving the land cold and barren until her return a few months later. It's an origin story of the seasons, rife with symbolism. Tomorrow night, and for one night only, the historic Oakland Cemetery will host an ethereal evening of art inspired by the Persephone story. It's the third annual Arts at Oakland event, and this year's featured artist is Sunita Ponsavan. Producer Aaron Wright spoke with Sunita, along with Pamela Henman of the Historic Oakland Foundation. Here's Aaron.
Sunita, what drew you to the myth of Persephone?
Well, a lot of my work is pretty existential, so I have a lot of existential angst. And when I was thinking about Oakland, I was thinking about the history and I was thinking about sort of the environment of it all. And when you think about the mythology of Persephone, there's this wonderful metaphor of it being sort of representative of life, where you come from the soil, you're here for a few seasons, and then you return back to the soil. So I sort of love the beauty of that, and I loved it as a metaphor.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but you're drawn to the myth because you deal with some sort of existential angst. So what kind of is your philosophy or religion or, you know, how you approach the non-physical world?
I don't know if I have a religion necessarily. If I were to subscribe to any sort of religious thought, it would be Buddhism, where there's a lot of emphasis on the fleetingness of everything. You know, there's this real emphasis, again, on just embracing the moment and being where you are and knowing that everything is transitional.
Yeah. How does that come across, or does it come across, in these large paintings you've done for this Persephone Arts at Oakland event?
Maybe not directly. It's probably not very apparent. It's more of an underlying base. The paintings are representative of that cycle of life. So you know that life springs from our bodies, whether we're here animate or whether plants and everything uses our bodies as sort of the material to grow from, if that makes any sense.
It does. Yeah, there's a lot of layers of meaning that people can take or not take from the idea of this exhibit, you know, the cycles of life, the underworld coming back to life, blooming. The Victorians, Oakland Cemetery being a Victorian garden, loved symbolism and mythology. And I would imagine that they would have been really drawn to this myth of Persephone as well.
I would hope so. Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I love doing is walking through Oakland and looking at the monuments and sort of finding the symbolism in, you know, the headstones. There's one that I love where there's a tree stump, and it sort of signifies a life that's been cut too short, you know, and it's one of those really simple things, but the weight of it is pretty powerful.
Can you describe for us, as this is radio, the main painting in the exhibit, or at least what I assume is the main painting, because it's the one that's on the poster for this Arts at Oakland exhibit?
The palette is as vibrant as I can get it, because I wanted it to pop in the environment of Oakland. So there are lots of really bright yellows, really bright blues, greens, and pinks, I really wanted to evoke that sense of the springtime palette. So there's a figure in the middle, sort of a bust of a female form, and from her scalp up, there are leaves and flowers sort of blooming from her head.
It's really beautiful.
Thanks. It's a new palette for me too, and I'm not sure where it came from. I think part of it was trying to reduce everything to a very primary palette, which would be reds, yellows, and blues. So I was trying to get as simple as possible with this palette.
What sort of colors and subjects do you work with usually?
It varies. It usually depends on the idea. But there are a lot of earth tones with pops of color, whereas this series of paintings was just all pops of color.
Mm.
Again, that was sort of to underline the vibrancy of life and that celebration of spring and rebirth and sort of, again, the vitality of life.
You were creating these pictures with the setting of Oakland Cemetery in mind, is that right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So which came first? Did you approach Oakland or did they approach you?
That's a long story. Do you want to pick that up or?
Sure.
So we initially met with Sunithna on the heels of last year's Arts at Oakland event entitled Illumin. And we worked with Wonderroot in sourcing a group of artists to come to Illumin and just see if anything at Oakland and anything at the event would pique their interest for what would become this year's event. And Sunithna is one of those artists. There is about, I would say, maybe 20 or so who met up with us. And he put together a beautiful proposal for Persephone. And we were all immediately like, yes, this mm-hmm. is who we want to work with. He understood the concept of the event. And he brought really original and beautiful pieces that were specific to Oakland. And so this is about a year in the making.
How did Flight of Swallows get involved?
I've known Daisha Oliver Millar, who is a part of Flight of Swallows, for a very long time. And I've always wanted to do something that was a little more immersive. And I've wanted to incorporate more layers into my work, so dance, music. I wanted the event to be a little more rich. And so I've been really enamored by what Laurie Stallings and Glow ATL has done in the past, where you're taking art and you're interjecting it into common and unexpected places. And so that's something that I wanted to incorporate into this event. And knowing Daisha, I wanted her to be a part of that.
Sunithna Pansavan and Pamela Henman, thank you both so much for coming in to WABE and City Lights.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pamela Henman is with the Historic Oakland Foundation. Sunithna Pansavan is this year's featured artist at the third annual Arts at Oakland event. Gates open at 6 tomorrow evening. And remember, this is for one night only. We'll have more information at wabe.org/citylights. In a moment, we're talking with Chef Steven Satterfield, who's been named the best chef in the Southeast, a James Beard Award. Do stay with us.